Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Right. Good morning.
732. Bunch of cocaine on the ground.
It's the first thing you think of, isn't it?
Wow. Look at all of that cocaine.
If only.
Everywhere. Good Lord. It's Charlie Sheen's wet dream out there, man. Today, we do have some lake effect rain or snow this morning. It's kind of going to be a mix. Then becoming partly sunny this afternoon. High of 32. Balmy 32 out there. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low of 18. Cripes.
Telling you, the acorns are huge this year,
huge
man.
Huge acorns, man.
It's going to snow hard.
Today, we want to talk about things that people waste money on that amaze you. You just look at it, you go, why?
Why? What are you doing?
Why? You know, you do buy a lot of silly things, but I don't know if it counts as a waste.
It's not a waste at all.
You know, it's because it's just little things that you want to buy, whatever. I think maybe this is more in the realm of, like, things that people consistently spend money on. Like, for me, I'll tell you right now, cable.
Right.
I'm upset you bought cable.
And I just bought cable.
You just bought cable.
You know what?
People are, that is just such a waste. The cable companies are just, no.
So here's the deal. I'm not paying for it. Basically, the fiance bought it because she wants Lifetime. So she's paying whatever it is a month. I don't even know what it is a month. But she's paying that for Lifetime.
Now, here's the thing. If the cable companies ever come by and they say, look, we'll give you, we got an internet package for you. And then also you can buy select channels.
Right. 10 channels.
Buy one channel if you want. And this is what we price it out as. So you want to buy the History Channel, this and that. But for people right now, I'm telling you, cut the cord. Get rid of cable.
It is.
It baffles me.
You know, when you don't have cable and you go and you get it, you don't realize how many commercials you have. When you have, like, Netflix and like I do a lot of stuff off of YouTube.
Yep, YouTube.
You know? And then you get cable, and you're like, oh, my God, dude. Like, half of this is commercials. And then going through half of the channels, it's crap. It's a bunch of infomercials, and I'm going through it. I'm like, I can't believe people spend this much money.
And that's the thing is there's so much crap on there, and you're like, wow, I'm spending this much. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something that people waste money on that amazes you? Now,
iPhone.
See, technology is, that's definitely one of them. New cell phones every year. And the people paying
$1,000. $1,000 for the iPhone X. And you know what? Steve Jobs, you know, the billionaire Steve Jobs, never gave to charity. Let that sink in, folks.
He never gave to charity?
Not one penny.
Steve Jobs. Because I know Bill Gates does a lot.
Not one penny.
Wow.
Steve Jobs does not give one penny to charity, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, not anymore, obviously.
Well, you're right. But still.
Here's some of the highlights from this Reddit forum. And this one actually is very big. Mm-hmm. That with you being engaged now, one of the big things that amaze people that they waste money on, weddings. Dude,
keep it
as cheap as possible. I'm telling you, go to Walmart, get potato salad and the fit. Don't, it just, it's a, people spend like 20, 30, 40, 50. Why?
The one thing you should spend a lot of money on when you have a wedding.
If you say DJ. Because
it's a DJ. It's the DJ.
Now, I will tell you, Kiki and I weren't going to do a DJ at our wedding, but we're like, you know what? We'll pony up for it. It's one less thing we got to worry about. Honestly, that was. And it really wasn't bad. I mean, when you think about the overall expenditures, that one's, you know, still very small. Well,
they'll make or break a party.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. And it was. But people, seeing people spend $20,000, $30,000, to me, it drives me absolutely insane. Don't waste money on weddings.
I've seen places where they spend, $30,000, $35,000 on the venue.
Stupid. Now, I tell you what. If you're the kind of person that makes stupid money, whatever. That's your prerogative. But even then, though, it's still a waste. Mm-hmm. Use that money for something else.
You know what I think we're going to do? I think we're just going to get married somewhere and have a party.
That's honestly.
Throw a party. Yeah. Roast a pig.
There you go.
Everybody wear jeans. Yeah. Wear your sandals.
I'm wearing cutoff jeans. You better believe it.
Nice.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. We want to hear from you. What do people waste money on that amazes you? We'll be back in a few. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brackets Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, buddy. 746.
7:46 and you're already gambling.
What? I had a couple extra bucks. It was payday yesterday. Shut up. I'm going to win it big, and then you know who you're not going to see.
A dollar?
Hey, a dollar's a dollar, man. Let's see. We'll do a reveal again. We are talking about things that people waste money on that absolutely amaze you. Obviously, weddings is a big thing for me. Cable is a big thing. Some other ones, and I hate to say this, being a smoker that's quitting cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
You're literally lighting money on fire.
Most definitely.
And you're killing yourself.
Yeah, I think the cigarettes just went up, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they just went up. I just don't even think about it.
It hurts now. It does. Because, like, yesterday, I had one cigarette yesterday because I'm in the process of quitting. So I'm doing better. But, yeah, every time, you know, it is. You're literally lighting money on fire.
It really is expensive.
Yep. That's why you should quit, too.
I'll quit with you.
You ain't going to quit.
I'll quit.
You don't have the willpower.
You don't have.
gym memberships. I disagree with that one.
It depends on if you actually use it.
That's the problem. Yeah, if you get one and say, I'm going to work out, and then you don't do it.
Then never go,
then absolutely. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think that's one of the best things you can spend money on. You use it and be healthy. It's great. This time of year, I love going to the gym.
Don't go to the gym for like 2.5 hours and just like slowly do stuff. You know what you need? 45 minutes, and a half hour even.
Yep.
And
yep.
just bust your ass in the gym. That's all you need.
That's all you need, man. Yeah. That's all you need.
Go before work, right after work.
You feel better about it. You feel better having that smoke afterwards, too.
Right.
Justifies the cigarette. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Things that people waste money on that absolutely amaze you.
What do you think about this one? Golf memberships.
No, that's not a waste at all. Are you kidding me? Come on now.
They're expensive.
So they are, but they're totally worth
it.
That's not a waste at all. One thing that baffles me is when people buy name brand stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Perfect example. Kiki and I went grocery shopping yesterday, and when you look at the name brand food as opposed to the Walmart brand, the Meijer brand, whatever, I saved so much money by getting the off-brand stuff. And it's the same thing.
See, I'm going to agree with you, but I also think there are some products that you really shouldn't go cheap on.
Like what?
I have no idea.
Exactly. You're just making blanket statements. Well,
okay, here's the Walmart thing. So you're fortunate enough to have, you know, you're not fat, but Walmart, you can fit into Walmart clothes.
Why don't you tread lightly there, Hunter?
I'm treading lightly. You can fit in. I can't fit into Walmart clothes.
I
got to kind of buy name brand clothes just so they fit. They fit me.
I'm short and stocky. So, yes, I can buy the generic brand this, generic brand that.
Mm-hmm.
For you, being tall and wispy, you're a tall, wispy, wispy. Man. Because I'm a short, fat man, according to you. You bastard.
You fatty.
You big fatty. You short, fat ball of a man. You know what, Hunter? But it's true, though. Because you, it's definitely finding a more fitted shirt is hard. Fitted jeans, too. Like, obviously, me finding, you know, a 32 waist and a 30 length jean is a lot easier than you finding, you know, a 12 waist and a 46 length. Just a pole.
It's like Jack the Pumpkin King over here.
925 WIRX, 925-9479. We'll talk more. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Look what I got.
Yeah, come on.
You got this cool mug.
I guess that's what you get for being the host.
Yeah, your name's first on the marquee.
Yeah, I guess.
You get free stuff,
Brock,
in the mail.
Just say Brock and Hunter.
No, just Brock.
You know what?
The main guy.
I'm going to break it. So we got a personalized mug. It says WIRX on it. It says Brock Havens.
Yeah.
Got like a cool little band logo on it.
Be fair, though. It's a little crooked. It's not that
Is it crooked?
No, it's good.
Send it back.
What kind of crap you sending me? That's nice, though.
Yeah.
What is that made out of? Porcelain?
Don't break it, for God's
sake. Like flies off, hits me in the neck. Ah!
Like Uncle Buck over here. Oh, unbreakable.
I think we can slowly bring this conversation to a close. Mm-hmm. Just don't waste your money. The big thing, honestly, the big thing I got to say is weddings. Do not waste money on weddings.
Except the DJ.
Except the DJ, but, you know, $1,000 max on that. But really.
Just get a really good DJ and just have a bunch of hot dogs and,
that's right.
and macaroni and cheese.
Our wedding, I think, cost us like, Kiki and I cost us like $5,000.
Nice.
And granted, you know, family was great, and we had a lot of help setting up. Mm-hmm. Kiki did an amazing job getting stuff off of Craigslist, like old wedding stuff.
Yeah.
Just use that money for a down payment on a house, buying a car.
Like a vacation.
Something. Yeah, a vacation.
You know, I will say every time I've talked to a bride or a groom like 2-3 weeks after, you know, DJing their wedding, I ask them about it. So how was the experience? Really don't remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them say that. They're like,
so to spend $20,000 or $30,000 on something you won't really, because it does. It flies by. It just flies by. That and you're hammered drunk.
Hammered.
Just hammered drunk. 7:58, we'll be back.